You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 73.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by Karo, the number one Shopify app for influencer marketing. Karo is a Shopify app that discovers all the influencers who are your brand's customers, email subscribers, and fans. Now imagine an influencer with a million followers was to make a purchase from your Shopify store. Would you know about it? Karo makes sure that you do. And unlike other influencer platforms, Karo is built for trust and transparency. And they help you find influencers that are genuinely interested in your brand so that you're not scrolling through countless social accounts just to find the right partners. Let Karo do the heavy lifting and find influencers that are best for your brand. And Karo also helps you execute your influencer marketing every step of the way. They make communication and product distribution easy so you can pick the right influencers and create meaningful partnerships. And right now, Karo is free for all Shopify stores. So why not try it out and see who you find? Now, after you install the app, Karo will alert you whenever a new influencer engages with your brand so that you can communicate and continue to build your list of influencers over time. To get started, you can visit getkaro.com or you can search for Karo in the Shopify App Store. That's C-A-R-R-O and discover which influencers already love your brand. Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving online with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when new shows are being released. My guest on today's episode is Raul Galera from Referral Candy, and they're a platform that helps Shopify brands and their customer referral programs. Referral programs are very powerful. You know, word of mouth influences 80% of the buying decision, and customers trust referrals over every other channel. So your customers will definitely know at least one other new customer. So why not reward them and make that referral? So let's jump into this episode today and learn more about what Referral Candy can do for you and this powerful sales channel. So hi, Raul. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hello. Thanks for the invitation.
It's a very busy time of the year, being in Q4. I think this is a perfect time with the amount of traffic that is starting to happen now in this kind of holiday season that, you know, referral marketing seems to be a great tactic that, you know, if people are not executing on, it's just almost like lost revenue. It's almost like money being left on the table. And that's why I wanted to have you here today to share why I think upwards of 30,000 some customers made the decision to be with Referral Candy. And so if you've not heard of Referral Candy, this episode is here today to teach you what they do, why they do it, and problems they're solving. So once again, thanks for coming on the show.
Absolutely.
So let's talk on a high level first. So what does Referral Candy do, and what problem are you aiming to solve for Shopify brands?
The short way for me to describe Referral Candy, which is pretty much my favorite way of describing it, is that we help brands turn their customers into their marketing team. So we help Shopify stores get more sales through word of mouth. We allow them to set up and run their own referral program in a matter of minutes. That means that even if you are a small store or you are an e-commerce entrepreneur that's just getting started with Shopify and you don't have a designer or a developer in-house that can help you set it up, Referral Candy is pretty much made for you, because you just have to upload a couple things to your Referral Candy dashboard and you will have pretty much your referral program up and running. And we automate the whole reward system, so we make sure that all your customers are getting rewarded for spreading the word about your store.
I know there is quite a few different options available as what the reward actually is. And I think we'll dig a little deeper into some of the tactics that are available depending on your brand and what sort of offers you want to have in exchange for the person offering the reward, the person that's being exposed to the brand, if it's percentage off, the amount of money off. There's quite a few different options. So we'll dig a little deeper into that in a few minutes. But so tell me a little bit about the founder's journey leading up to the launch of Referral Candy. What do you believe uniquely positions the founding team to have the expertise and almost the desire to even want to build a platform like this?
It all started with a conversation over lunch about 10 years ago now. So our founders were, we're having lunch with a friend who owned an online store and they were selling beads. And so this friend was trying to figure out a way that, you know, he could get new customers from his existing customers. So get them to go to the store. I mean, he knew that his customers loved them. So, you know, there had to be a way that they could build, you know, on top of that. So this was 10 years ago. So back in 2009, and, you know, there wasn't really an easy way for small merchants to do this. Most of the solutions that were available were aimed to bigger merchants, kind of like enterprise level. And also that was the time where social networks were on the rise. I know that kind of sounds a little bit weird to think about it now. You know, it's been a long time since then in terms of technology, but social networks, Facebook, were on the rise. And so the conversation got around a way of using social networks to reach not your customers, but your customers' friends. And that's how it started. Our founders, Dinesh and Zach, founded the company in Singapore, back in 2009. And then they launched the first Shopify app in 2010. Back then, it was actually called Anaphor. It later rebranded to Referral Candy. And so, that was 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago. From our launch, we'll be celebrating our 10-year anniversary next year. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty epic, actually, for a SaaS company to be around for that long. And, you know, you made a slight pivot with a name change, but, you know, have kind of, I guess, stayed to your roots as far as, you know, what specific problem you're solving. Because I think that's a challenge that I think that a lot of SaaS companies have over time as they mature is they tend to turn into a Swiss Army knife of all things marketing. And I can see other more prominent Shopify app and marketing platforms, whether that's their way of generating more revenues by going up market a bit, which you've chosen not to go up market. And you've chosen to just be experts at what you do specifically. And it's just in the referral space instead of getting involved in lots of other things. So very commendable. And from what I understand, you're upwards of 30,000 customers that are monthly that are using your solution. So they obviously see the ROI that comes out of this word of mouth and referral marketing. So I don't think it's obviously not a new concept, but it's great that they have a piece of software that connects to Shopify that actually helps orchestrate all of that. I think that's pretty cool. Do you have any merchants that you can talk about specifically about maybe some examples of success and what it looks like?
Yeah. And actually kind of going back to what you just mentioned about building something around referral marketing. I mean, maybe it's because we breathe referral marketing every day. And so for us, it's super obvious what I'm about to say, but I understand that for a lot of people, this might not be something that it's, you know, comes off as so obvious. But I mean, at the end of the day, referrals, recommendations just work. And you can see the practice pretty much every day. You know, if I ask you, when was the last time somebody recommended something to you? I'm sure you got some recommendation coming your way in the past week, whether it's an online store or a new restaurant.
Yeah, absolutely it is. I mean, recently my daughter celebrated her fourth birthday and my wife was trying to get some themed cookies created. And here she is on Instagram, seeing some photos, following a couple different people. And then, you know, all of a sudden a friend of hers said, no, well, I had some cookies done from her and they're great. And here's my actual photos of the cookies that she actually did. And it's and then boom, there you go. Now this woman obviously didn't get credit for it by referring my wife to this cookie company. But at the end of the day, she still got the business and all because of word of mouth.
Right. I mean, it's just natural. We're humans. It's part of the human nature. We like to share things because at the end of the day, we want to do something nice for other people and we like sharing what we know. So that's just why recommendations work. Going back to your question about merchants that have used this to grow their business. So you know, like I said, so we think about referral marketing as a strategy to have, but sometimes we overlook the fact that a lot of companies have grown from referral marketing from day one. These are examples that we've all heard about: Dropbox, Uber, all the referral programs, PayPal. They had it, but we saw one particular case at Referral Candy, which is called Riff Raff & Co. Mm-hmm. They actually were able to use referral marketing as a way to pretty much overcome a big blocker in the early days of the business, because they had a pretty big competitor in the space. Mm-hmm. And so, well, Riff Raff & Co., just a little bit of context that kind of will help to understand the story. So they sell toys that helps toddlers sleep better at night. They're toys that they can take to bed with them.
I'm on their website right now, and like, they're washable. Uh-huh. And I can see all the reviews and things, these success stories of parents actually using the product.
And actually came up because of a need that the founder had. You know, she was trying to figure out a way of getting, you know, some sort of toy that their kids could use. And also, yeah, they'll be able to wash it. And if you can wash it, then you can take it anywhere and you don't have to worry about the toy getting dirty or anything like that. So she knew what she was building, and she knew that it was solving her problem. So they had this big competitor in the space that was actually selling a similar product, and they were actually selling it in limited editions, so limited units. Right. And customers were going so crazy about it that they were reselling them on eBay for like 10 times its price. It was, you know, it was pretty wild. So, you know, that was kind of scary, I guess, at the very beginning for any founder to find a competitor like this. But Riff & Raff Co. founder was able to basically understand their customers from day one. And she knew that the best person to sell something to a mom was other moms. So she was part of a lot of different online communities of moms. And she understood that from day one, that was the marketing channel that she had to use. She had to get moms to use the product, talk about it online in these communities, and that was the best marketing that she could possibly have. So, you know, and that was the rest of history. I mean, she was able to grow a business that makes several millions a year on Shopify. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's one of the success stories that we always like to tell.
Yeah, and it's excellent. I'm actually on the site now too. I love the link in the upper right hand corner about refer your friends and get a free Riff Raff & Co. sleep toy. You know, give your friends free shipping worldwide. When your friends buy from your invite link, you get a free Riff Raff & Co. sleep toy, and there's an email address, potentially a name is optional, and then get the invite link. Looks like you share this through social or directly through email, and then with your custom link, I suppose, through Referral Candy.
Yep.
And that exactly attributes back to the person referring it, and if they pull the trigger and make a purchase, it looks like the bounty or the offer that comes back to the referring person in this case is a free toy. So it's quite interesting. It obviously has worked quite well for them, and it's all on brand, which I love. So it has the same look and feel and photography and logo and everything. So it looks all very custom.
Yeah. And actually, one thing that I want to point out from there is the fact that she used a reward that, in my opinion, is pretty smart in the sense that she didn't give a discount for a future purchase, because a future purchase might not happen. If the kid already has a toy, a sleeping toy, might not want a different one. She didn't give cash because that's not something that might motivate moms to refer, you know, her friends. But instead, since they have different units and different models, it's an easy way for moms to collect different ones. It's an overall pretty good strategy because, I mean, yeah, she was able to use Referral Candy pretty much from the early stages of the business to basically use this simple refer a friend structure to grow through word of mouth.
Yeah. And it's nice. The solution is like, you know, out of the box, ready to go with your own custom landing page and logo and branding. And there's some best practices out there for like what the offer can be. And, you know, that might be a decent pivot now to talk about the sorts of offers that you see that are successful, because in this particular case, it's getting a free gift. But I also believe there's other ways of offering, incentivizing the sharing abilities of a brand, depending on the margin and the offer. So can we dig into maybe the different types of behavior that you believe a brand could potentially do with Referral Candy?
Yeah. So usually when we think about referrals, we tend to think about just affiliates. So, you know, giving some sort of bounty, some sort of reward for somebody that gets you new business. Mm-hmm. And that works. I mean, we see it pretty much every day, but referrals are a little bit different, and I would say also special, because you're not only thinking about rewarding the person who's getting you business, but you're also incentivizing that first customer that you're going to acquire by giving them you know, some sort of incentive to buy from you for the first time. It's kind of redundant, right. But you're giving something to your customer for the effort of recommending you for, you know, it's kind of like a way of saying, thank you for thinking of us, but you're also giving a discount to incentivize that first purchase and kind of makes it feel a little bit special. So at the end of the day, we've seen that a lot of people recommend just because the product's going to be good for the person that you're talking to. Right. So if we're talking about getting recommendations from friends and family, if the product's not good, nobody's going to recommend a bad product to their friends or their family. Fair Nobody's going to do that. And that's actually one of the best parts of our referral programs, because it's coming from one of the most trusted sources that you could possibly have, which is a family friend. And actually, a lot of merchants have been really smart about rewards, and we've seen cases of successful referral programs that they've given bigger rewards to their first friend than the advocate. The existing customer that's making the recommendation. Right. So they were giving a way bigger reward to this friend just because they knew that kind of like the feeling of giving something to a friend or giving them a discount on a product that you know they're going to love, it's already an incentive enough. And we actually had one particular case of a subscription box in which they were given, I think it was about a 70% discount on the first box to their referral friend, and then a small reward to the existing customer. I think it was like $5 or $10. And it worked very well because, you know, these are customers that are already using the box. I don't remember exactly what the product was, but it's probably something that you can show, you can showcase to your friends while you're pitching it. And, you know, and you can say, well, and on top of this, I can get you a 70% discount on your first subscription box and you can try it out. So that's usually a better feeling than just getting a small, you know, a small reward, which is nice too, obviously.
Yeah. No, and I have quite a few subscription box companies that I manage. And it's one area that they're always thinking about is like, you know, how do I drive some net new visitors to the website? How do I build that awareness and that consideration for the brand? And it sounds like there's nothing better than using your existing customers to help you spread the word about what it is that you're all about.
Right. So exactly. And also, especially for subscription businesses, it's a very easy way of retaining customers to run a referral program. So when we think about referrals or affiliate, we think about a way of acquiring new clients, which is, it's true. It's one of the big results that come from it, but it's also a very easy way of keeping your customers around. So another thing that we've seen successful merchants do is linking rewards to their customers' purchasing behavior. So, you know, if it's a subscription box and you're getting recurring purchases, let's say protein powder, for example, that's something that you buy pretty much every month, you can offer discounts on future purchases. And that way, you're making sure that your customers are probably not going to churn. If they're happy with your product, they're probably not going to churn anyway, but it's a way of incentivizing them to stay with you a little longer. And if you're selling something that it's a one-time purchase or something that you buy every once in a while, like a mattress, we've seen actually a lot of mattress companies using referral candy. Obviously, giving a discount on a future mattress purchase, God knows when that's going to happen. Yeah. So it's better to just give cash instead. And they've run very successful referral programs giving cash for this. You know, it's all about thinking about why we even share. And a lot of these recommendations come because people want to provide good information or provide good recommendations of things that are going to be valuable to their friends and family.
Yeah. And so it sounds like, so there's a couple different options here then. So as our one example would be giving a gift for a successful new transaction. One could be a certain percentage off of that purchase, potential new purchase, or there could be a certain amount of money off instead of a percentage off. Sometimes it could be free shipping. You click this link, this referral link. If you buy it, you get free shipping and then whatever the incentive or the bounty is back to the referring person. So would those be the three main ones that you see being popular?
Yeah, exactly. So we automate the whole process for cash rewards and discounts. So that means that merchants don't have to worry about delivering these rewards to their customers or their referral friends. We do this for them. And then we also allow them to run what we call custom rewards. So if you have a better idea in mind, you can still implement it with Referral Candy and you'll be able to track and automate pretty much everything on our platform.
And I'm sure this is a question that you may get up quite a bit with people that are trying to onboard with you, but from my perspective, which I don't have the answer for, so I'm going to ask you now, is like, so if I was to refer someone and then how is the, let's say in this particular example, it is a cash reward. And so where does that cash reside? So Referral Candy identifies the fact that my custom link, is this a logged in experience inside Shopify? And then is it loaded into my account that I have a credit available on my account? How does it all flush out so that I can then use that credit?
So there's two types of rewards here. So for the cash one, whenever you make a referral and it's a successful referral, and by successful, I mean that meets all the conditions, which obviously we allow merchants to set different conditions on how they run their referral program. So maybe they only want to reward purchases over a certain amount of dollars, or they want to have what we call a purchase review period. So they want to make sure that the product doesn't get returned. You know, it's kind of like we obviously have a pretty strong anti-fraud system, but there's always things that merchants can do on top of that. And these are options that we have for them. So if it goes through all the filters and it's a verified purchase and you get cash, we send out the rewards via PayPal to the advocate. So in this case, you will receive an email from Referral Candy saying, hey, you have a reward coming your way. We actually ask you in your Referral Candy advocate portal, when you sign up for the referral program, we ask you for your PayPal email address so we can send you your rewards there. You get an email from Referral Candy saying that you have a reward coming your way, and then you receive an actual one from PayPal with the rewards. And then for the discounts, we basically give you discounts individually for every purchase, and you can use them on future purchases. You can't stack them out, but you can use them obviously on different ones. Obviously, the idea is that you earn discounts quite often, and if you're making recurring purchases, you'll be also incentivized to make these purchases instead of waiting until you have kind of like a big stack of discounts and then use it for a big one. We understand that for merchants, it can help them to incentivize customers to make purchases more often.
And you know, a topic of influencers come up quite a bit with the brands and merchants that I handle. And so, you know, imagine if a brand gets access, maybe through Caro or Wooly.com, there's quite a few solutions that can help you identify your current customers and maybe the size of their social profile, and then figuring out if you want to work with them. And then so, imagine using Referral Candy, getting these micro influencers to, you know, almost force them as a brand ambassador to create an account with Referral Candy and have them, instead of paying them outright for a shout out on Instagram, why not change the bio link, or why not do some kind of, you know, somewhere in the comment sections? Yeah. Are you finding that is a novel trend that's happening now, or is it just something that people are just doing more regularly now?
Well, yeah. So we actually have some cases of merchants that have been able to find influencers within their customer base that they didn't know they had them. So we, in the Referral Candy dashboard, you know, when you sign up and you have your active account, you can see who are your most active advocates. These are the customers that are sending you more customers every month on a monthly basis. And so you can identify these people. And what we recommend in these cases is that you reach out to them directly and build a personal relationship with this influencer, especially if they are, like you said, micro-influencers, people that have a decent social media following base, and you can create like a more friendly type of collaboration with them. But yeah, we've had a lot of merchants that run the Referral Candy program, and then they were like, oh my God, we have these two customers that are sending us three times more customers than any other in the referral program. And it's because they probably didn't know that these guys were influencers in their own area. Also, something else that we typically recommend merchants to do, kind of like as an overall strategy to promote the referral program, is that they make the referral program available to anybody that visits the website. Obviously, you have two options. You can either keep it private and only invite your existing customers to participate in the referral program, which is perfectly fine. And there's also another option, which is to make it visible on your homepage that there's a way for you to get rewarded. In my opinion, that's a very smart strategy, because let's say I land on a website because, I don't know, maybe I got the wrong Instagram ad, and I land on an online store that it's not for me, but I might know somebody that might be interested in those products. If I can grab a referral link, I can share it with my friends and they can get something out of the first purchase, and I get something when they buy. Or if I'm an influencer, let's kind of like change the persona now. Now I'm not Raul, I'm an influencer. Better. I can find a new opportunity for me to generate some revenue.
So. Love it. I'll make sure I update this stuff in the show notes and stuff, any links to any blog posts you may have about brands that have successfully executed on that sort of influencer strategy and Caro and Wooly to help you as a brand to uncover your current customers. It looks like Referral Candy also can have that in the admin to see people that are consistently referring and getting paid and getting their bounties. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a 1-2 punch. Let's make a slight pivot. More some advice, since you have so many customers that are using this solution, you obviously have an opportunity to talk to a lot of them and help them execute their campaigns and stuff. Do you think you could give us some advice today? And I know you can appreciate, I have quite a diverse range of listeners. We have some that are more early stage, maybe they're still working 9 to 5, getting a little bit of product market fit, but they still have a day job, the typical side hustle with Shopify. What sort of advice would you give those people that are looking to grow their brand?
I mean, I would say something that we've probably heard before in many other occasions, and it might sound like a cliche, but I particularly like the idea of doing things that don't scale. Mm. Especially when you're just getting started and you have more time, let's say, to do these type of things. So, because those first customers that you're going to acquire are extremely important for your business and also not only from the business financial point of view, but also as a brand in terms of how your brand's going to grow and how people are going to talk about your brand from the very beginning. I think it's mm-hmm. crucial. And we also have another product that it's more targeting brick and mortar stores. And so a big part of that customer base is restaurants. And I always like the analogy when you talk to a small restaurant owner, you've probably noticed, and probably everybody that's listening to this podcast has had an experience like this. When you're eating at a local restaurant, at a family-owned restaurant, and you have the owner coming to your table and asking, hey, how was my food? How was dinner? Do you like the food that I prepared for you? And, you know, and that's like a pretty personal conversation. It's pretty honest. I mean, they truly care about your opinion and they genuinely want to make your dining experience as good as possible. So that's something that you can, you know, do for your store. You can do that for every business, but obviously for e-commerce, there's a lot of things that you can do to make it personal and just basically let your customers know that you're caring about them at every step of the way.
Yeah, I love the don't scale part of it. I guess to add to that, it would be almost like you're creating this high touch as the business owner because you massively appreciate any new business because you know over time there's this referral opportunity. You want to nurture and take care of these ones. And I love the, I mean, I've been to restaurants before like with a chef coming to the table and really talking and just literally like, that's the chef that cooked my meal tonight. He obviously mm-hmm. knows the power in creating a personal relationship. It could be even as simple as like from an online perspective is a handwritten note and putting in the box of how much you appreciate yes. their business. It's pretty powerful stuff. So yeah, so thanks for sharing that. Now, what about those that are listening today that would be more considered in the mid-market? So they likely have a small team. They might outsource some of their work, but they are definitely eager to grow and scale. And that's, you know, a lot of those people are listening today. What do you believe those marketers or that executive team, what sort of things should they be working on?
There's a few areas. There's one in particular that I feel like it's sometimes overlooked when trying to grow your business. And, you know, if you read a lot of these guides about first things that you're going to do when you start your online store, sometimes they don't really mention organic traffic, which is crucial. I mean, it's a long-term yep. Strategy. It's super yep. painful. It's difficult. And it's costly in terms of time and, you know, kind of effort that you have to put into it. Also probably in terms of money, but not much as other channels. And, you know, particularly now 2019 advertising costs have skyrocketed in the past few years, especially if you look at Black Friday, Cyber Monday. I was actually looking at that a couple days ago. Kind of like the trend on advertising mm-hmm. costs. And it's crazy. It's getting more and more and more expensive to acquire customers through the traditional ad channels. You know, you can actually turn that into a budget issue. So of course, this is important. I mean, having ads, it's important. It's crucial. You have to be there. But it's also important that you show your products to people who are specifically looking for your product, which is something that sometimes it gets overlooked, is that organic traffic, you're actually putting yourself in front of people that are not only interested because they like a similar product or because they like some sort of other brand, and therefore you're building an audience based on a mutual interest. No, these are people that are searching for your product, and you can sell them directly based on that. You know, again, it's a long-term strategy. but you know, it pays off and also diversifies your acquisition channels. And then, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I believe obviously referrals are, are a marketing channel that, you know, it just compounds here over time. And especially when you're, if you're mid-market already and you, you know, you've been in business for a few years, you have a pretty solid customer base and you can always rely on that. And then it doesn't really affect in terms of budgeting since you are, I mean, it's pretty much 100% based on performance. So you can also use it as a way to incentivize recurring purchases and build customer loyalty on top of acquiring new customers. Just keep those customers coming.
Yeah, and I would add to that too, is that we have to talk about the human capital that goes along with adding on different sort of solutions. And I think that's where Referral Candy shines, because there is an automated workflow of, you know, once you set it up, it runs on its own by paying the referring partner and or pinging you for the free gift, however your program is being set up, versus maybe those that would want to have a full-blown loyalty program with points and point redemptions and that sorts of things and those connections with Shopify, or even with affiliate programs. I mean, these require a lot more human capital and people to manage it physically to build your affiliate program network and then how that whole thing goes, or build your loyalty program. It's a significant overhaul versus some of the widgets and some of the best practices that Referral Candy has already created in 10 years doing this. I implore those that are listening today, if you've not dug into the affiliate program or loyalty program field, which is, I think, a necessary part of the long-term strategy, growth strategy of a brand, you're not doing any of those yet, then a Referral Candy is definitely dipping your feet into the water right away, getting your toes in there and seeing what's available, because your customers are your advocates. That's the best way to build more awareness, like I said, and consideration for the brand and get people to want to, you know, be bonused somehow and get incentive to want to share why this product is so great. So we are nearing the end of the show for today, but do you have any closing comments or any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
Referrals is something that just works and has worked over time. I said earlier, we're talking about people making recommendations to their closest people to them. You're my family member, you're my friend, you're my partner, I trust you. And so if you tell me that I will like this, I trust you and I'm going to make that purchase because you're recommending it to me. So word of mouth is it's definitely trustworthy at the end of the day. We've tried a lot of things. I'm going to go back to the example of a restaurant. You know, if you try a dish and you like it, and the first thing you do is tell your friends to, they have to try it too. So that kind of thing, that's what we're trying to put and automate in e-commerce. So for every merchant.
And how can people learn more about Referral Candy?
They can find us on the Shopify App Store, Referral Candy. They can look at our website, referralcandy.com. And we also, there we have a bunch of resources to learn more about Referral Candy. We have also a demo webinar where they can sign up and listen to me again if they want to talk about Referral Candy, how they can work for them, and even take questions from them directly after the call through emails.
referralcandy.com, the landing page in the Shopify App Store. Also add Candy Bar for those that are in traditional retail. That's an interesting little solution. Probably sounds like a separate podcast episode on its own. We did talk offline, though, before we recorded, and you have been so kind to offer our listeners a special promotion. So if you can give us the details of that.
So we're offering listeners a $50 off after the 30-day free trial on Referral Candy. Our pricing starts at $49 a month. So this pretty much effectively extends the free trial to 60 days.
So it'll be ecommercefastlane.com/referralcandy, and that will redirect you to the landing page with that offer. So there's a 30-day free trial, but you're getting a $49 credit. So that turns into essentially a 60-day trial. It seems like a no-brainer from an ROI perspective, just to at least try it. 30,000 other people see value in the solution, and this way you can prove it for your own self over the next couple months. Once again, thanks for that offer, and thanks, Raul, for coming on the show today. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure.
This episode is supported by Caro, an incredible Shopify app that discovers all the influencers, press, and media that already love your brand. They can be customers, email subscribers, or fans, and Caro will reveal the social footprint and influence of those that have already shown you some love. And from there, Caro makes it easy to work with influencers, communicate, and distribute products to them so you can pick the right influencers and create meaningful partnerships. To get started, you can visit getcaro.com or search for Caro in the Shopify App Store. That's C-A-R-R-O, and discover which influencers already love your brand. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.